It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. Being head of ranch security is a full-time job, and this time the call came in the dead of night. But before we get to that, I must pass along a very important piece of information. Please listen carefully. A dog should never fight a raccoon in the water. You know why? Because raccoons are excellent swimmers and pretty good fighters and terrible cheaters. If they ever catch a dog in the water, they will try to drown him. No kidding. I mention this because it will come up later in the story. Just keep it in mind as the mystery unfoils. Now, where were we? Oh yes, the call came in the dead of night. I was in my office, as I recall. Yes, in my office under the gas tanks. I was going over a stack of... Okay, I was asleep. Might as well admit it. And there's no shame in that. Most ordinary dogs sleep at night. And while I've never thought of myself as ordinary, I do require sleep from time to time. Even your heads of ranch security need sleep. So I've admitted that I was asleep when Drover turned in the alarm.
Hank! Hank! I hear something out there. You better wake up.
I'm not in the habit of responding quickly to Drover's alarms. He's scared of the dark, don't you see? And if I responded every time he got scared, I would never get any sleep. Let's be blunt. He's a little fraidy cat. Most of what he sees and hears in the night comes from his own imagination. So I said, leave me all work. Go along. I'm in the midst of a snorking sassafras.
Yeah, but I hear something out there, honest. And I think you better check it out.
You go chirp it out. I'm bunkers. Busy. We can talk about it in the honk. Morning. Go away. There was a moment of silence. I thought he had given up. He hadn't.
Hank, there it is again.
I raised my head and glared at... Well, I couldn't actually see him, it was so dark, but I glared into the darkness. Drover, is this another of your falsely phone alarms? Phony, false alarms?
No, this one's real. Listen.
I cranked up ear number one and opened the outer doors for sound gathering. At first, I heard nothing, but then... Okay, Drover, I'm picking it up now. It's a scratching sound.
I'll be darned. What I heard was more of a flapping sound.
I hear scratching, not flapping.
I'll be darned. Can you hear it now?
I listened. No, it quit.
Oh, okay. It was just me. I was scratching.
Stop scratching. Be still. Silence. I moved ear number one back and forth. Sure enough, there it was, an odd flapping sound in the night. I cranked up ear number two, opened outer doors, and set both ears to maximum gathering mode. The sound came in loud and clear. Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but I'm picking up a sound out there in the darkness.
Yeah, I know. I heard it first.
It doesn't matter that you heard it first.
Well, that's why I woke you up.
You didn't wake me up. I was going over some reports. I pushed myself up on all fours and peered out into the darkness. Where are we? What day is this?
Well, I think it's night, and that's why it's so dark. And we're right here under the gas tanks.
Yes, of course. It's all coming back to me now. Were we just talking about something?
Yeah, those odd sounds out there in the dark.
Ah, yes. I cocked my ears and listened. There it was again. Is that the sound you heard?
Yep, that's it. Are you proud of me?
Oh, yes, of course, very proud. And since you're the one who turned in the alarm, maybe you'd like to check it out.
Yeah, or maybe not.
What?
I said, maybe we could go together. I'd like that better. You know, teamwork and stuff.
Drover, I haven't slept in days. This job is wearing me down.
Yeah, but I just woke you up, so you must have been asleep. I grabbed a tiny nap, Drover. I fell asleep over a huge pile of reports. This ranch security work never ends. Be a nice dog and go check this one out. I'll be right here. Well, okay, I can try. When I heard him take two steps, I collapsed into my gunny sack bed. But he didn't go far.
Hank, there it is again, that sound. And I'm getting scared.
I lifted my exhausted body up from its former resting place. Okay, spare me the muttering mumble. We'll grumble together on this one, but I'm warping you, Drover. If my health bunks because of this, it will be on your consequence. Conscience, I should say.
I can handle that.
What? Speak up.
I said, I just hope I can live with the guilt.
I yawned and stretched.
Okay. This will be a silent run. Stay behind me and rig for night vision. Let's move out. And so it was that we, the elite troops of the security division, left our warm beds and the comforts of home and moved out into the screaming blizzard. Wait, this was May. Forget the blizzard. No blizzard. It was a warm night, but pretty dark. And into the darkness we crept. The elite troops of the... I've already said that. Did we describe the sound? Maybe not. Okay, here's the scoop. Most of the sounds we pick up in the night fall into three categories. Your howls, usually coyotes. Your clanks and bangs, usually raccoons in the trash cans. And your unclassifieds, usually monsters. This was sounding more and more like a Category 3, monsters. I'm no chicken liver when it comes to patrolling headquarters, but those Cat 3s cause me some, well, concern. Monsters are something to be concerned about, right? You bet they are, and right away I was feeling the little pinpricks of fear that often come with Category 3 monster sightings. I didn't dare mention any of this to Drover. It would have ruined him for the mission. We plunged on into the inky black darkness. My eyes and ears were on full alert by this time. We followed the sound in a northward direction, bearing 23300 up the Caliche Hill and towards the yard gate. By this time, I was getting more complete readings from our sensing devices. The sounds began falling into subcategory 1 of category 3. Flapping. Flapping? That was odd. Sometimes we pick up a sub 1 cat 3 during the daylight hours, and always it comes from one source. Clothes flapping on Sally Mae's clothesline. But this was the dead of night. I knew for a fact that Sally Mae never left her clothes on the line at night. Do you know why? I don't. She just doesn't do it. That's all I can tell you. And I knew for sure that this mysterious flapping sound was not coming from her clothes. It had to be something else. We continued our stealthy march through the inky blackness until I suddenly realized that we had arrived at the yard fence. I picked it up on smello radar, don't you see, when I... Okay, maybe I ran into the fence with my nose, but the point is that the fence was there and I found it, just in the nickering of time. I turned to my assistant.
Shh! I didn't say anything. I think you ran into the fence.
I know I ran into the fence and I don't need you to tell me. What do you suppose is causing that flapping noise?
Well, let me think. Could it be clothes on the clothesline?
Don't be absurd. Sally Mae never... I cocked my ear and listened. It certainly sounds like clothes flapping, doesn't it?
It does to me.
Very strange, Drover. It appears that we have no choice but to go in and check it out.
In Sally Mae's yard?
Of course, in Sally Mae's yard. That's where the clothesline is, so that's where we must go.
Yeah, but... dogs aren't allowed in the yard. We might get in trouble.
That's all changed, Drover. I'm putting the entire ranch under Marshall's law.
Who's Marshall?
How should I know? Marshall Dillon, Marshall Art, Marshall Mellow, take your pick. Do you want to sit there and discuss marshals or get to the bottom of this mystery?
Number one.
Too bad. Saddle up, son, we're going in. I'll go in the first wave. You come in the second wave and guard the rear.
I wish my rear was back in bed.
What?
I said, oh boy, oh goody, guard the rear.
That's a spirit. Now remember, we'll have to jump the fence. Can you do it?
Well,
good. And make as little noise as possible. See you on the other side. Good luck. Right away, Drover started whining.
This leg's killing me!
I ignored his complaints and began the fence jumping procedure. Face fence, coil back legs, spring upward, hook front paws on fence, scramble up and over. I did it without a hitch, then paused and waited for Drover to land on top of my head, the little goofus. I stuck my nose in his face. Never land on your commander's head, Drover. It's very bad for morale.
Well, you were in my way.
It's my ranch, Drover, and I'll stand anywhere I please. We've got 6,000 acres here. You're free to land anywhere on the ranch except on top of my head. Is that clear?
Well, it was dark. I couldn't see.
That's not an excuse, and this will have to go into my report. I cut my eyes from side to side. Drover, what did we come here for?
Well, let me think. I can't remember.
This is ridiculous. We went to a lot of trouble to get over the fence. Surely one of us can remember why.
Not me. I was happy in bed. Wait, hold it. I can remember now. I heard flapping, but you heard scratching. And it was only me, and then you heard flapping too, and we decided maybe it was Sally Mae's clothes on the clothesline.
Not likely, Drover. As you may know, she never... Did we hold this conversation earlier in the evening?
I think maybe we did.
Ah, that accounts for my feeling of deja vu.
What's that?
It means that we have already discussed this, only we were both half asleep.
You mean?
Exactly. There are no flapping clothes, Drover, and we have entered the yard on a fool's errand. At that very moment, we both heard a sound that was clear and distinct. Without a doubt, it was the flapping of clothes on a clothesline. The mystery had just taken a turn in a new and sinister direction.